KY4QM, I heard.
KY4QM?
Yep.
Listening to your discussion about law enforcement and that, are you down in Florida?
Price and pocketing the difference and or kicking back part of it to his good old buddy Sheriff Navarro. So I don't know what happened to him after that. I never heard there was a prosecution or anything like that.
After that, somebody ran all over you for about 3/4 of that, but I'm a retired law enforcement and I'm curious about that.
We got onto the subject at the time. It's, you know, being for a lot of years being from South Florida years ago, I don't know if they have the monopoly on corrupt law enforcement, but, you know, that was the story of Sheriff Nick Navarro and his friend, the car dealer. Selling the used police cars as new police cars and pocketing the change. So, yeah, we do real well in South Florida when it comes to general corruption and idiocy.
Copy that. Is that where you are in South Florida now? I can't believe I'm hitting you down there with this radio, but I've been listening to you guys go back and forth.
South Florida, years ago. From there, I moved to Long Island. And I guess then I made the mistake of coming down here. I probably should have stayed in Long Island. But, you know, that's fodder for another discussion, I'm sure.
I'm still curious, are you in Florida or where are you? I moved down here to the upstate of South Carolina about 30 years ago from the Northeast, but...
Well, I'm in Gray Court, you know, not like 30 minutes from Greenville. No, you wouldn't hear. I couldn't get a signal into this repeater from Florida. Although we do have Echolink.
And that, but I thought you were talking like you were from Southern Florida. But okay, thank you. Have a good day. KY4QM.
KD2BNG. You know, sure, drop by any time. And if you hear us, those ratchet jaws hogging up the channel like us, you know, you can tell us to move.
Roger that. I hear you shutting down the repeater every 5 or 10 minutes, but that's all right. Whatever. That's what it's there for. But, have a good night. KY4QM.
What is KD4SRR about, Beck? Well, at least us ratchet jaws, we got something to talk about. We're not just somebody who comes in and says, I'm negative and negative, see you.
Copy that, Roger. Well, I forgot to ask you, how am I hitting you down there on this radio?
Good. Where art thou?
Far out thou here in Spartanburg, behind the mall, and yep, on a little J-pole antenna.
Well, good to hear you. Welcome to the party. I got to get off here. I got to get something done today. It's at least got warm on my side of the house, and we've not been used to that the past few days, have we? But yeah, come on back. They got the net check in every night, 7 days a week, without fail, even on Christmas and New Year's, on this frequency, 9 p.m., which we also can get on Echolink in case you're beyond the J-Po.
Roger Roger that. I'll talk to you soon, I hope. And see if I can't update my equipment here, but I'm just on a little radio here. KY4QM on the side.
Well, I'd mind if I don't watch you got. I'm speaking on the most expensive piece of equipment I've got right here, which is a Yazoo 2980R. And, you know, everything else is cheap. There's Bofangs and make-dos, even my HF radio back here, which I am not licensed to use, but I'm licensed to listen. Well, I could use 10 meters, but I can't get nothing on it because my antenna's not the right length wire, so to speak. But I'll get that fixed one day. But anyway, join the club, have fun. Listen to us, check in tonight, like I said, 9 p.m. every night of the week on 146610.
Paul actually does quite well. I mean, this antenna right here is the copper tubing, the one made out of half-inch copper tubing, and it's not even really outside or on the roof. It's basically just in a corner of the bedroom. So it's a good general-purpose antenna.
The people still ain't missing when you took the copper pipe out from underneath the house, right?
Yeah, because there's another rant that I could go on about that. That's what happened to it's completely destroyed by scrappers and vandals and whatever. If I ever find that copper pipe, I'm going to beat him to death with it.
Oh, I forgot about that. Apologize for my insensitivity on that. Bringing up a sore spot. Yeah, that sounds about right for Clinton, but it definitely is for Ennery. I had a friend of mine, brother bought a house in Ennery. It was all fine and everything, and he had the water turned on, and water was under the house, and somebody, between the closing, had taken every piece of pipe out from underneath the house. So it was run to Lowe's and PVC what you could. So my, and that's another thing, you know, but Don probably could catch him if he had the resources, but he just don't have enough deputies on the road. I mean, two for all of Lawrence County at night, you know. Gives the old adage, you better have your own, look out for your own, because all the, if Don can get there, best, all he can, he might as well bring a plastic bag. You know, because just so you know, get that big 6 foot long plastic sack for whoever it is. Because you hate to say it, but that's life in Lawrence, at least down here in the southern part.
I mean, I had deer cameras set up around the place. I had four of them. I come there one day, one of them's gone. Now, the surest sign that somebody's up to no good is your cameras disappear. And then later on, the other three are gone. More recently, I've put up wireless cameras that send the pictures via LTE connection. Because there's a cell tower not far from there. And one of those is gone. The one that was watching the front of the house. I haven't heard a signal. It hasn't reported in since about the beginning of November. So... you know, there's three more. Maybe I should take one of the three and put it inside the house. See if anyone's getting in.
Down around between Joanna and Clinton?
It's, you can see it from I-26. You just can't get there. You got to go down this endless series of side roads to get to the property. It might be more toward Joanna.
Is it across the bridge on the Whitmire side? Because I think I know where you're talking about.
72 goes to Whitmire. So if you get off of I-26, go a short ways up 72, and take a right, that's one of the back ways to get in there. So it's on the road to Whitmire.
It'll eventually bring you out to Hurricane Church Road. It's a long and winding road, too.
Hurricane Church Road. Yeah, that's exactly the road. Get off at exit something, 56 maybe, and go north on 72 like you were going toward Whitmire, and after a mile or two, take a left on a right on the Hurricane Church Road. Yeah, it's near that area.
Exit 54, because Johanna is exit 60. 52 is 56, where 443-675 and the pilot station and the worst of the worst fast food restaurants are.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, so I told you this whole story before. I mean, you know, I had the front house and I had four single-wide trailers behind that. That place at one time was pulling in $1,100 a month. And, you know, I guess you just get the one bad seed and all of a sudden everyone else is gone. And then if you can't be down there to keep a constant eye on the place, you know, things like this start happening. So, you know, it's basically, what's the expression? Tango uniform. The water's destroyed, the electricity's destroyed, even the wires going to the well pump are destroyed, you know, so I've basically got nothing there now.
Ask you this. Did you get any response or at least a courtesy call out of Don Reynolds' guys? Or because I know Wrestling Ricky's fellas is just kind of, well, you know, nothing we can do about it.
Well, let's see. Now, this goes back a year or more. I actually took, I went to the Lawrence Sheriff's Office. There's an investigator, Ritter, that I gave the evidence to. I actually had pictures of people going in and out of the property. You know, cars pulling up that I don't recognize, people getting in and out I don't recognize. The problem is the quality of the photography is such that no one else recognizes them either. So, you know, Lawrence County does have all that. And they did take a police report. Whatever happened with that, I don't know. So I guess the short answer is no, not really.
Guys would almost laugh at you. Or come up with something totally dumb, you know what, DA. I think we're ready to move to the next level after Don. Don's getting a little older. You know, he was highway patrol for many years. And, thing was, David Stumbo, people laugh at his name, prosecutor over in the 8th District. He takes in Lawrence and Greenwood and Newberry. He can't build a case, you know. He keeps getting the judges who let these folks go free release and they go out and commit other crimes because Lawrence County doesn't want the federal overcrowding lawsuits on them again. But honest to gosh, they could probably add 200 jail cells and they'd have them filled if they did really start locking them up. There's a serious, serious, and other counties have it too, but Union County in particular. But there's a serious, just low-class element in these counties. And you could probably wind up locking up a half the county either for mental and or violent crimes.
The impression I get, you know, when you mention Lawrence County, and especially when you mention Clinton, you know, even if I can't see who I'm talking to, I could almost see them do that eye roll. Yeah, you know, it's a problem. I'd never be able to catch anyone. I'd never be able to catch who's doing it. Is the whole thing. As I said, I gave, now this might have been a while ago, might have been like 2 or 3 years ago, so that tells you how long this has been going on. But I gave them whatever photographs and videos that I had. I had one video. See, the guy, my car was parked where nobody could see it from the street. And let me let this drop. Front of the property, I was basically behind some trees. This red Honda something, I forget what it is, actually pulls into the driveway and starts to get about 20 feet up the driveway. I pull out my iPhone, and I was actually still filming something at the time. Man, you never saw anyone pull out of a driveway so fast in all your life. I thought he was going to grind the gearbox. It was a red Honda 1990-something Honda Civic. Didn't have any license plates on it, though. And I couldn't get close enough to get the driver's face. That's how fast he pulled out of there. Now, I could have come running up to the car instead of strolling up to the car. But, you know, then who knows what would happen. He might have pulled a weapon on me. So he saw it enough.
What about this? I was at the little Ingles. This is down on Highway 56, the last one before you go out toward back down toward Joanna 66. It comes together and then it bears off, they call it Jacobs Highway for a good stretch. But anyway, the little Ingles down there, it was supposed to build up a lot more. They bought a lot of extra property. They were going to put super Ingles, but they decided to put that in the town of Lawrence instead, where the Walmart and Aldi's and everything is. But anyway, I went down there about dusk one night, back during summer, and there were these two guys walking around with cell phones, kind of scruffy looking. And they were just walking around and around the Ingles. And I thought, well, maybe they're sign guys or cleanup guys or construction guys or something. But anyway, still was unusual. Well, this other dude just gets out of a car. He didn't say anything, just parks his car. And one of them starts talking like, what'd you say to me? Well, the guy hadn't said nothing. I was close enough to see it. He said, what are you going to do? You reaching in the car to get a gun? I got a gun in my pocket. Well, I immediately went into the Ingles and told them what was going on. The cop, finally Clinton got there. And another friend of mine witnessed the same thing. These people hassling people, acting weird, like they were casing out the joint. They found them across the street. They got in a Suburban and took off. No license plates. Well, they found them across the facility that had to have a couple of mobile homes back there. Clinton went in there and what they were doing and didn't even notice the car that was still running, apparently, with no tags on it, and mentioned it. So I climbed the ladder at Ingles because they mostly have kids at that store working tonight. I'm saying, you know, young adults, teenagers. And they wouldn't know what to do, and they're an easy mark. So I let Eagles Corporate know that they needed to have an adult. And since then, they've had several adults, older workers. They kind of do a split shift, and they're in there. But now, if you have a tag light out, though, like I did, and I didn't know, simple tag light, I was tailed by Clinton from the QT station all the way over in front of the witness center on 76 and Poole, and guy wanted to reach in the left-hand side of the car, and he opened the door, which was unlocked. All my groceries fell out because my trunk was full of something else, and nothing broke, but, you know, it was all over that. They're good at that, and they dispatched two other units to investigate this felonious.
Repeater time out exit. Peter, time out, clear.
A spare one in the dash.
KY4QM.
Like hell, you know, I was the super courteous one. But that's what they're doing, and one of the reasons is, you know, it was about midnight, and I was alone, and, you know, I guess they couldn't accuse me of going over the limit. But you know, you'll see more of that kind of desperado headlight and taillight and taglight felonies than you will when they're breaking in people's houses or casing the joints. KD4SRR.
KY4QM. KY4QM. KY4QM, anybody copy?
KD2VNG, and KD for us. Aurora, go ahead.
Roger that. I got to take exception to your last radio traffic that extended over whatever, but you don't understand what the cops are going through, and you don't understand nothing. Your ignorance is just shining through. I hope that maybe someday you just ride along and get out with some scumbag at 2:30 in the morning in an alley and have to decide what to do. How about that?
Well, I think your comment is uncalled for. We very much respect the police here. We just have a realization that when there's real crime being not investigated and you have minor traffic instances, particularly with senior citizens, we're not talking the usual suspects with who look like they may be up to nefarious things. We respect law enforcement officers, but we know the difference between an easy collar and killing time and actually going after the real thugs and desperados. And luckily our sheriff is able to do that, but is grossly underfunded because that's not as important in Lawrence County as it should be. And yeah, we support the police, but we just don't support police that do traffic stops when people are strong-arm breaking into houses, as was happening around Presbyterian College about a year ago. And they knew who the people were because they had pictures of them. So, you know, a couple when you have college professors that are changing their tune about 2A and they're arming, you know, locking and loading, then you know how bad it is.
You have no idea what he's talking about. When I worked the road over in Greenville, I stopped an illegal Mexican who was nothing more than driving without a license, insurance, yada, yada, yada. I put him in jail. A year later, he committed a murder, and the only reason we had his fingerprints was for my cheesy no-deal arrest.
Like, you got retired because of attitude, because it has nothing. Yeah, we agree with you. The judges are letting them out because they don't want to fill up the jails. I'm glad that you did that, but, you know, just to track an elderly person for 3 miles, because that's an easier collar, and to dispatch your 3 officers to cover such a collar when you already know the individual and you saw where they were at a QT station drinking coffee. You know, thank God we got the Highway Patrol. And they're talking about another stretch group and that Don Reynolds does what he can. But we know a whole lot more about it, buddy, than you do. You claim that we do. And so that's all I'm going to say about that. And let it be controversy. I regret that you face the same frustration as we do. But when you got bad cops, or as I had the other night, one that didn't want to investigate an animal cruelty case, you realize we need to do some weeding, some strict weeding of those bad apples. And again, not anti-police by far. We are pro-police. I wish we had more. We need 24/7 patrols where we are. And it would stop in a jail big enough to handle all the nutcases and whoever else that are out there. But we had a conversation going on. You're welcome to listen, but maybe listen a little closer next time. This is KD4SRR.
Maybe you don't understand KDRS, whatever. I was 30 years in the business, and that's fine. You think you know what you know. I was out on the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was in the streets at 4 o'clock in the morning fighting people. I was in the streets doing search warrants, busting into people's houses. So don't tell me that you think that I don't know what the hell is going on. But I'm going to sign off because, you know, you just don't understand. KY4QM.
Jack. Policing's not even in the top 10 of top 10 dangerous professions. So don't give me that warrior attitude that, oh, I'm out here in the street every day fighting like I'm in a damn war. You must be one of those cops. And you're exactly the type we don't want and don't need on the streets.
I have no idea. I was assigned a special illegal arrest or impeded on anybody's constitutional rights. Man.
Officer would not behave the way you are. I think you're fake, you're a phony, and you're just around to disrupt the repeater. You're probably the same one that was disrupting the repeater in another area. But at least you gave a call, son. Have a nice day. Now, where were we?
You tell me where to meet you, we'll meet face-to-face. KY4Q, I'm not got nothing to hide. I'm legit, and I did law enforcement for 30 years. So if you got the balls to come meet me, KY4QM, I'm in Spartanburg.
At the Spartanburg authorities, I don't think Chuck White would appreciate it very much if you're in the county. So, hey, did you get that call sign there written down? We can look him up on QRZ if it's real, and we'll be sending somebody out to knock on your door because you do not threaten people in this manner. And that was a threat. Have a great day. Hope you got a good lawyer. Bye-bye.
Unbelievable. I used to work for Chuck Wright for years, but that's fine. Come see me. I'm just inviting you to have a face-to-face discussion because you don't understand. Been there, done that, got my ass kicked, and I've been shot at, but that's all right. It don't matter.
In your dreams. Hey, this was fun. Hey, we got some controversy going on here. Finally, ham radio takes off. But unfortunately, it's like 11 meters, isn't it?
At times. Yeah, I'm just sitting here saying I am not going to jump into this. But eventually, I pretty much had to.
Interference. That was totally a necessary conversation. And then it got to the threats. I never had the thing, I don't believe anything the guy said. And if he was, if he did work for Chuck Wright, probably Chuck Wright retired him. We'll find it out. That's something for tomorrow. It's late in the day. And then maybe they'll send somebody over there to knock on his door. But, hey, you know, that's the way things are. And I don't say that anything we said was particularly derogatory toward police officers, unless I would believe if this guy was a cop, he was under Ricky Chastain, probably one of those that Don Reynolds put out, made sure was gone before the first day he took office. That's the ones that covered up for the criminals and looked the other way and just didn't take the time to write any incident reports, because if it wasn't written down, it didn't happen.
I thought I got his call sign. I'm not exactly certain. But if it's K4QM, we know who you are, Brantley.
I got nothing to hide. KY4QM. I'm just telling you what it is.
You're not telling us anything except just where you live and you need to be visited. So you made a threat, and you know how it goes. If you were in law enforcement, why, you could even have two people go out there and say, get two guys and say, I seen that dude shoot a man up by the stop sign, and they'll come out and investigate you. And you know that if it is a fact, even though it may fall apart, you got to answer some questions. But here you got a situation where you just put your ham license in jeopardy, so you'll be relegated to Breaker Breaker Channel 19 here pretty soon. Yeah, we don't put up with this. I know I don't. And like I said, I already had an incident of interference today down on another repeater, and it's getting back to lost art of bird hunt, bird dogging, or whatever they call it, fox hunt. There you go. Anyway, we've given you way too much time. Just go away. Bye-bye.
It's okay, Roy. You can come back here when you check your attitude.
Only that. Well, you know, I needed to get on anyway. I just can't stand so much excitement in one day. Thanks again for ragging on here with me. And so much interesting stuff, so much informative, and entertaining to boot. Woohoo! So, I don't know. Chad and them might get on to me tonight. Look, Robert, we heard you today, and y'all were getting down there messing with that fella. You let him get to you. I don't think we let him get to you. I think we had some fun. And, gosh, it is the most exciting. I'll thank you for this. This is the most excitement I've had on the radio in quite a while. So, on that note, I need to get out and do something. So, I'll let everybody go. It's all yours, Brantley or whoever. And you can just talk to yourself and maybe tell everybody all the stories of law enforcement, kind of like Bronford Crawford, tales of the highway patrol. This is KD4SRR, Joanna, all the rest of you. I'm out of here. I can only stand what I can stand. Boop. Till then, 73s.
KD2VNG. Yeah, I've been sitting here for, I don't know, it seems like 2 hours. Has it been that long? And anyway, I'll let you go. 73s, you have a good day. And Roy, you can come back on the air. We're not really mad at you. Anytime you want, come back.
Nothing happened on radio in a long time. UE, this is KD4SRR. You out there?
54QM. Is there anybody still there?
Here.
4QM radio check. 54QM. QSO. 54QM. If anybody has an objection to any of my discussions, my call sign is KY4QM. And I just express my own opinion against whoever.
Me, nobody's really angry with you.
I see it. Apparently nobody has any comments or they went to bed or whatever, but KY4QM and I'm done for the night.
KO4NUE. I just jumped in here, but what we talking about?
We was talking about law enforcement and this, that, and the other, and they just hammered me, and that's fine. And they want to get my license because I didn't agree with them, but
whatever.
That's fine. KY4QM.
Okay, well, like I said, I just jumped in here. I didn't hear any of it, but you know, I'm just curious what was the discussion about.
It's a big mess. They had their opinions about this, that, law enforcement, and who was doing what, and how they were stopping cars, but it don't matter. Like I said, if they got an issue, they can come after me. But KY4QM, thank you.
Going after you. Times. We all try to keep it civilized. No one likes you. No one dislikes you. You're fine here.
Y4QM.
How you doing?
4QM. Are you there?
You did to piss off KD4SRR, but I'm not mad at you. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. You got a real weak signal and static and whatnot.
Up the power any higher. It's on 40 watts now.
You're still very weak. I'm in Spartanburg.
Closer to the repeater than I am, so I can't really say what's the matter then.
KH3JC, you're both so quiet against the machine over here in Simpsonville.
Yeah, because I was operating for a while at 5 watts. 5 watts doesn't quite cut it. 40 watts seems to do all right. There's no intermediate setting. This is one of those commercial radios.
Clear over here at Simpsonville, KA3JCA.
Thanks.